Well, Gary, you're off the mark. Tell us what you made of your team's performance today.
I didn't think we played very well in the first half. You know, the players knew that themselves at half-time and came out and was a totally different side in the second half. And especially after the impact of the three substitutes, I thought that they were fantastic for us.
First 5 minutes of the game, you sort of set off at a very good tempo, but just couldn't continue it, could you?
No, like you say, the first 5 minutes, you're thinking, great, we started the game in the fashion that we did against Wolves, but... then we just sort of like allowed Huddersfield to get in it a little bit, and the goal rocked us. You know, it was a poor situation that led to the couple of corners, and then David pulled off a fantastic save. But we were slow to react to the rebound.
Got to have a degree of sympathy for your keeper, haven't you, in that position?
Yeah, like I say, you know, he's 20 years of age, and it was a wonderful save, and he pulled off one in the second half as well. And he's learning, you know. There's certain things he did today in the game that were a little bit frustrating, but he's enthusiastic and he wants to get better, and, you know, the potential for him is massive.
Did it go through your head in the first half, Gary? What, is there something we can do? We've got seven subs. But did it ever come into your thinking, let's get someone on because this isn't working?
Well, I think we made the changes very quickly into the second half, and... you know, like I say, they had a massive impact, and they were terrific again. The same as the other night, and last Saturday against Wolves, which is what you want from your substitutes bench, you know, to go on there and make a difference. And in all three games, they have done.
Dubious goals needed to give Nathan Delfonso a goal this week. There'll be nobody saying that's dubious, will they? It was a terrific goal.
No, he pulled me yesterday, funnily enough, and said that goal on Tuesday was mine. So I wasn't going to argue with him. And like you say, today there's no need to argue with him. It was a great goal, a good team goal. There was 10 passes in the build-up, and then Marshy hits a fantastic ball to pick out Fodi, and he did terrifically well to set his mate up, and it was a great finish because he could have quite easily blasted it, but, you know, that was the impact that you wanted from them.
Nathan will look at it as a great start, won't he? Two goals in three games?
Yeah, very much so. You know, he's come in and done terrifically well when you consider that he was involved for the goal for the Wolves game as well. So the impact that he's had on the game has been terrific for us. He was unfortunate. You know, we thought we'd start with Modu Barrow today and... just try and freshen that up on that flank, but you know, his response has been terrific.
He was given one or two kicks today, wasn't he, at Modu in that game today? How did you feel he did as a whole?
I thought that, you know, we probably didn't get enough protection from the referee. You look at the challenge on Jordan Rhodes as well, that's, you know, maybe put him out, but I didn't think we got enough protection, if I'm being brutally honest.
So the challenge on Jordan for you, have you had an opportunity to see it again? What have you made of it?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's late. It's late, and it's, you know, it was a great response from Jordan to anticipate what was going to happen once the player miscontrolled it. And, you know, I'll have to have a look at it again to see how high it was. But, you know, it's certainly late, that's for sure.
Has it rocked the same ankle that he's had a problem with?
Yeah. Which, you know, he's done ever so well to get back fit from. So hopefully the rehab work that he's done, you know, has strengthened that in that particular area, and it won't be as bad as, you know, what it looked like when he limped on.
So just in general, are you pleased that you're off the mark? But looking at it again, once you got level, it was anyone's to win, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, like I say, we showed a terrific spirit and a response from our first half performance, and the energy that we showed late on, you know, I thought we looked fit and we looked strong, and we kept driving home trying to get that winner. The team itself, you know, it's still trying to get to know each other because there's players that have only been in the building for a couple of weeks, and the only way that you can do that now is obviously by training hard on the training ground and games, which are now coming thick and fast for us.